In Australia, the Catholic Bishops' Conference is holding its twice-yearly plenary assembly this week to discuss a variety of challenges facing the church there. The meeting in Sydney comes 2 days after Australia's federal elections that saw the opposition Labour Party defeat the Conservative Party of Prime Minister John Howard. In the run-up to the elections, the bishops released a statement on issues to be considered by the faithful when casting their vote. Father Brian Lucas is the Secretary General of the Australian Bishops' Conference. He told my colleague Susie Hodges that the prelates urged Catholics not to forget the marginalised in Australian society and also stressed the importance of protecting the environment in the face of climate change.
Australia is a very affluent country. We're going through boom times thanks largely to commodities and the China-India situation. But there are people who are left behind in that. And so the bishops have reminded the Australian people not to neglect policies that will look after those people who, through disability, through mental illness, through circumstances of life, don't fully participate in the economic good times. The other area that's of some considerable interest globally is the question of environment, climate change. And again, Catholic Earth Care, which is the Bishop's Conference agency that investigates and researches and provides educational material in this area, has made comment about the need for government to be alert to strategies about that.
But what does the church see as the main challenges facing the new government after these elections? Father Brian Lucas again.
Well, I think the bishops would want that there be proper reform, but at the same time, a just workplace so that the rights of workers and their opportunity for collective bargaining is respected. I think the bishops would want the government to stand up for the life issues, to be very conscious of the dignity of the human person. And one of the issues that is of significance in that area is the rights of Indigenous people. Unfortunately and tragically, the Australian Aboriginal people have been very severely disadvantaged in almost every aspect of life, in housing, in employment, in education, and most especially in health. The current government is making steps to try to redress that, but the strategies they're employing are not necessarily meeting with universal approval. But certainly the intention is correct to try to do something to redress the severe disadvantage of Indigenous Australians.
Turning to preparations for World Youth Day in Sydney in July 2008, are they proceeding on schedule given that the event is now only half a year away?
So far as I'm aware, and I'm not personally close to all of the actual detail of the arrangements, the organisers are quite pleased. There have been some difficulties with the Randwick Racecourse, where the final mass will be held, where there were some misunderstandings and upsets involving the horse trainers and their relationship with the government, and that seems to have been resolved with appropriate compensation arrangements. With 6 months to go, yes, there is an enormous amount of detailed planning underway, but all of the reports that I've had would suggest that that's moving forward quite successfully. We're in the very fortunate position, Susie, in Australia, that we've had quite a deal of experience. Now, this will be the fourth papal visit to Australia, and I remember having some involvement in the 95 visit, the 86 visit. The extraordinary capacity of our governments to handle protocol and security and transport. So the Australian temperament is pretty well geared to these big events and the organisation of them, and there's tremendous support coming to the church from both state and federal government and their agencies.
What about the World Youth Day Cross? Do you happen to know where it is at the moment?
Well, as a matter of fact, the World Youth Day Cross is in the Gold Coast, which is the tourist area slightly to the south of Brisbane in Queensland. And this week is what we call in Australia Schoolies Week. I'm not sure what the European or American equivalent of that would be, but at the end of the school year, which is about now, young people who are finishing their 12 years of schooling, 13 years of schooling, tend to go away to places like the Gold Coast, let their hair down and party for a week. And it began some years ago as just a small group of people. It's now captured the imagination, and there would be literally hundreds of thousands of school leavers congregating along the tourist area of the Gold Coast, and the World Youth Day Cross and Icon is visiting Schoolies Week this week.
And do you know what kind of itinerary it will be taking around Australia?
It's going to some extraordinary places. Those who've been organising it have taken it into prisons. They've taken it on warships across to the little islands. They've taken it to high places and low places. I understand there'll be some handover of the cross at the top of Mount Kosciuszko, Australia's highest mountain. And the two dioceses that more or less meet there, the Diocese of Wagga Wagga and the Diocese of Canberra and Goulburn, are making some arrangements for a handover of the cross at that particular point. What's been quite extraordinary, and this surprised the organisers and I think is very comforting, is the amount of publicity that the cross and icon are getting in the local newspapers. These are the local regional newspapers of the various towns where the cross is going. And it's extraordinarily positive and is certainly capturing the imagination of people with a very strong ecumenical flavour as well.
But aside from these activities in the run-up to World Youth Day in Sydney next summer, what do the bishops see as the priorities facing the Australian Catholic Church in today's secular society?
Well, I suppose that would be a question that each of the 44 bishops would probably answer a little differently. Obviously, the priority for the church in every age, in every place, is the need for evangelisation, the spreading of the gospel according to the circumstances of time and place. There are difficulties in doing that in the affluent Western world, and of course one of those issues that's very evident, partly connected with affluence and a comfortable lifestyle, is the question of priestly and religious vocations. So I think many bishops would see that as a significant challenge at the present time.
When you say you see that as a challenge, is that because there is a particularly acute shortage of vocations in Australia?
I think that's certainly recognised, and also vocations of a style that are not ideologically driven, that can meet the whole spectrum of the church's range of views where priests and religious are able to relate across the spectrum of Catholic understanding.
Father Brian Lucas is Secretary General of the Australian Bishops' Conference, and he was talking there to my colleague Susie Hodges.